There's also a push for a peace deal to stop the war in Yemen. And this week, the UN special envoy to Yemen managed a small miracle. Martin Griffiths got the warring parties to go to a conference center outside Stockholm, Sweden. Yesterday, the government side and the rebel side agreed to the first of several UN-proposed confidence-building measures. The two sides will swap thousands of prisoners detained during nearly 4 years of war.
The prisoner swap is actually big news, and it especially means a lot to Yemenis.
Hisham Al-Omaisi is from Yemen. He was also a detainee, taken from his home in the Yemeni capital by secret police last year. They held him for 5 months in a prison run by Yemen's Houthi rebels. Hisham and his family live in Cairo now. We spoke with him this afternoon about the planned release of thousands of prisoners who were captured in the Yemeni civil war.
I remember what my family had to go through during my detention. They constantly worried that I wasn't going to make it alive out of the prison. They didn't even know where I was. I was kept in a dungeon for 5 months, solitary confinement. It was a 1 meter by 1 meter and a half cell. I had no windows. There was no light for the first 2 weeks. And I was literally buried alive. People asked me when I stepped out of prison, when I was released, will I be seeking revenge against the Houthi, against my captors? But the one thing I kept insisting on repeating was that I don't want vengeance. I don't want revenge. What has happened has already happened. Let's try and promote peace. So to my family, to the prisoners inside those cells, it means a lot that there was a breakthrough, that there's going to be a prisoner swap. The prisoner swap is going to mean basically giving them a second chance at life.
Yemeni political political analyst and former political prisoner, Hisham Al-Omaisi. He spoke with us about the prisoner swap brokered by the UN this week in Sweden, which may help pave the way for further talks to end the Yemen war.